You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This morning, to kick off the week, we got another SENS update. We got the 6 months update for the first half of the year, ended June 2024 from Thungela Resources. They are, of course, a big coal miner in South Africa, listed on the JSE with operations in Australia as well. Joined on the line by Thungela's CEO, July Ndlovu, to take a look at the first 6 months of the year and just get a sense of how the business has been faring. Good evening, July. Lovely to speak to you again. Good growth from a revenue perspective, but earnings and profits were still down quite significantly. How do you reflect on the first 6 months?
My reflection on the first 6 months is that we have a business model that actually is quite robust and resilient. We are able to deliver earnings in a fairly challenging environment with prices having softened, constraints in South Africa with rail. However, you would have seen the good performance coming out of Australia. What that does is set us up to be able to generate returns through the cycle.
July, the last time you and I spoke, we spoke about weaker coal prices. We spoke about the rail difficulties, and we'll come to the rail difficulties in a second. But when we looked at the coal prices, obviously those are external factors that are beyond the business's control, and that would obviously squeeze margins from an operations perspective. How have the prices been faring in the international markets? Have we seen a bit of a more stable price at this point?
I think the prices in the last 6 months, yes, often from the previous year, but they've been largely range-bound and started improving towards the back end of the first half of the year, which is quite encouraging from our standpoint. What we should see is the geopolitical tensions continue to create volatility, potentially being supportive of the energy complex and with it coal prices on a go-forward basis. What is encouraging, obviously, is the very strong demand, record demand last year, and that has continued into this year. So really, all we need to do is to run our business and run it well. As we say internally, control the controllables, run it safely, manage your costs, drive productivity, and with that, you should be able to benefit from improving prices should they improve.
Speaking of controllables, let's look at the capital expenditure. 1.5 billion rands of capex is quite a bit, of which most of that went in towards expansionary expenses rather than sustainability or sustenance of existing operations. Do you want to take me through some of the movements there and what perhaps the thinking might be from a management point of view?
Clearly, we as a board took a decision to invest in the future of our business, to extend its life and improve its competitiveness. And what we did say at the time was, we wanted to make sure that we'll fund the execution of those two projects, Elders and Zibulo North Shaft, through the cycle, which is why, from a capital allocation point of view, we set aside the capital required to execute those projects. We always knew that 2024 would be the peak funding year, and we were actually quite pleased with the fact that those two projects are on time, on budget. And in fact, in the case of Elders, we have revised the final cost slightly down.
July, can we take a look at the interim dividend? R2 dividend there, 280 million towards the business in terms of cost. But alongside that, there was also that buyback program. Obviously, returning value to shareholders is critical, even in the midst of a decrease in profits and a decrease in earnings per share.
In terms of our capital allocation framework, we've always said we prioritize returns to our shareholders. We've got a shareholder universe that values all the tools that are available to us in terms of capital allocation, both cash dividends and share buybacks. So as a board, we felt it prudent that we should split it between the 2 rand per share as cash dividend and 160 million rand in a share buyback. We think that actually is the most responsible thing to do, given our shareholder base, and in fact that we believe in the value of our business.
July, let's look at the Transnet side of things. They obviously have been on a big improvement drive. I've spoken to some other stakeholders that are using Transnet for logistics and other infrastructure. And obviously, you and I spoke about this in March as well, to say that those rail difficulties really are having an impact on the business. Are you seeing the situation improve? Are you having better conversations with Transnet? What does that situation look like at the moment for you?
I think the first step to the first point to be made is that Transnet has stopped going backwards. Although we say 47.3 compared to 47.9, I think see those two numbers more or less as the same, given the reasons why they missed performing like they did in the first half of last year. Predominantly the two major derailments we had in April and May. With that, I think the most important thing for us is that the new Transnet leadership is the right focus and the right energy in the right places. And they are putting the right building blocks to be able to begin to deliver performance improvements going forward. We have taken a more considered, pragmatic view, not to dial in any improvements this year, not because we doubt the actions they're taking, but really just to make sure that we don't overpromise out of exuberance, but we actually begin to see those improvements are coming through before we revise our guidance going forward. So yeah, we share the same enthusiasm as our colleagues in the industry, insofar as where we think Transnet is going to go in the future.
Mm. Speaking of the promises that are being made, the Dubai marketing operations have finally come online. Do you want to take me through that process and just what the thought process is from a business perspective to have that unit within the business?
Talking about the promises that have been delivered, the Dubai marketing business is already operational and actually quite an important part of our business. It positions us quite close to the key markets that utilize coal, where we can get insights and really get closer to our customers. And it is already marketing both coal from South Africa and from Ensham. Clearly, we're quite excited about the potential that business can add to our portfolio as we get full value of our coal from the resource to the market.
Mm. July, looking ahead to the second half of the year, what is the plan from a management perspective? What are you looking forward to? What still has you concerned? I'm just looking through some of the headline figures from the first 6 months, and obviously there is a lot that still can happen between now and the end of the year, and we want to have a stronger year. Where's the business sitting at the moment, and what's informing strategy at the moment?
Our plan is quite a simple one. Control the controllables, operate safely, manage your costs, drive productivity. In Australia, be absolutely focused on continuing the improvement trajectory that we've seen, begin to take out some costs where it's possible. And honestly, I'm quite pleased with the work that my team in Australia have done. We should start seeing some of the cost out programs that they've been working on begin to deliver results in the second half of the year. We will continue to work with our colleagues in Transnet to continue to begin to embed the improvements that we are seeing. We quietly optimistic given that we have seen, for instance, coming out of the shutdown, that their ramp up has been materially better this year compared to what it was last year and the year before. Let's hope that that those kind of improvements will play into an improved tempo for the remainder of the year, and we'll see our business maybe perform a little bit better. And of course, I'm hoping that the current improvements that we've seen in prices sustain into year end.
July, before I let you go, one last controllable question. Are you looking at anything? Are you shopping around for anything?
As you know, we continue to look. when we find something, I'll be on your radio station sharing the great news with you.
And we look forward to having you for that. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, July, as always, for the insights and for the time. July Ndlovu, CEO at Thungela Resources, on their first 6 months of the year, their business aiming to control what they can and delivering where they need to.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.